Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is August 10th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Last week, Venus entered Cancer, thus joining up with Jupiter and making a total of three powerful planetary combinations in the zodiac.
Two of these, the Mars-Saturn conjunction and the Uranus-K2 conjunction, are essentially malefic, promising more crisis, violence, and panic situations. This was clearly evidenced by the events of the past week. More fighting in Ukraine, in Gaza, in Iraq.
The new combination of Venus and Jupiter is more benefic, promising some relief, or perhaps a counterweight to the other two harmful combinations.
Note that as soon as Venus entered Cancer last Thursday, the USA sent planes to drop food and water to the thousands of besieged Yazidis trapped on a desert mountaintop by the Islamic State militants.
And as of Sunday, another ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is in the works.
It's kind of like a tug of war, the Mars-Saturn conjunction signifying uncompromising, harsh actions, ruthlessness, and the Jupiter-Venus conjunction signifying humanitarian actions. Please note that these two combinations are square to each other in the zodiac, that is to say, the two energy patterns at odds with one another.
As we pointed out in last week's show, the Mars-Saturn combination is contaminating the planet of compromise, Venus, putting any negotiations for peace in jeopardy.
And as we predicted with the analysis of the transits to the chart of Israel, the Israel-Hamas negotiations went nowhere. Even before the last 72-hour ceasefire ended, Hamas fired rockets and Israel resumed their bombardment of Gaza.
Mars conjunct Saturn equals harsh measures. A week ago, the USA and the EU imposed further sanctions on Russia for its part in the Ukraine conflict.
Then last week, Putin retaliated by banning food imports to Russia from the USA and European countries, a multi-billion dollar hit for the agriculture sector in the West. Question is, who's he hurting the most? In places like Moscow, 60% of the food is imported.
Jupiter and Mercury were conjunct last week. That puts the planet of expansion together with the planet of the media, which results in expanded news reports. In other words, sensationalism. Last week was pretty intense with all of the media magnified news items.
One that stood out for me was the Ebola panic in New York City. A guy who had recently returned from West Africa checked himself into a Manhattan hospital, complaining of high fever and gastrointestinal distress. They promptly put him in isolation, and the next thing you know, the whole city went on high alert.
Here we have an example of what can happen when you have simultaneous multiple planetary conjunctions. Both Mars and Saturn, and Uranus and K2 signify crisis. Add in Jupiter and Mercury, and you get panic.
I don't know what's worse, the potential spread of the virus or the virus of exaggerated news stories.
Yeah. And now for another version of crisis plus media. Again, Mars plus Saturn produces crisis, Jupiter enlarges things, and Mercury is data and information.
Last week, an internet security firm made public what they had been tracking recently. A Russian gang of hackers had amassed personal data and passwords belonging to over a billion internet users.
The Russian hackers have been able to capture credentials on a mass scale using botnets, networks of zombie computers that have been infected with a computer virus, to do their bidding.
These zombie computers go through the internet, testing websites to see if they are vulnerable to hacking. And if they are, the virus commands the site to produce its database. This is by far the largest instance of mass hacking in internet history.
And finally, as we reported in last week's show, The antics of the Republican Party are only going to get worse during the coming months as Uranus and Ketu get closer together in the USA chart's fourth house.
We herewith offer up some more evidence of this phenomena.
Last week, 63 Texas Republican legislators signed an amicus brief supporting the Texas Attorney General's appeal to get the state's same-sex marriage ban reinstituted.
The brief states that the courts should take into account that recognition of same-sex marriage could lead to the recognition of, wait for it, bigamy, incest, pedophilia, and group marriage.
Oh boy, I didn't know that same-sex marriage could be so contagious.
So we conclude this week's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week and follow us on Twitter at Astro News Report for daily updates.